Well, my opinion about Cliff Richard is that, first of all, I think he's just a pointless, ageing non-entity that should have retired 10 years ago and not subjected us all to his vile, ludicrous Christmas records, which were just shit. Especially mistletoe and, sorry, camel toe and wine. I mean, poor Lee, who buys crap like that? Some 85-year-old who lives in Nuneaton in sheltered accommodation. But as regards what's happened recently, I think it was wrong that his name was given out by the police, because people are entitled to be found innocent until they're proven guilty. And I think the fact that the BBC were there with a helicopter and reporters outside his house the other day waiting for the police to go in was just completely wrong. I mean, supposing he is innocent of all these, you know, allegations, his reputation's going to be ruined. And, you know, people probably will just still think of him as having done those things. So really, you know, it was wrong. However, what bothers me about Cliff Richard is this Elm Guesthouse business. It is common knowledge that he went there. Many witnesses saw him go there, and that place was a den of paedophilia. There were underage boys raped and abused in there. Why did Cliff Richard go there? It's also fairly common knowledge that he's taken out a super injunction so that people cannot discuss the Elm Guesthouse, you know, in the papers or whatever about him. Why would he do that? Why won't he come forward, open up, explain about the Elm Guesthouse, clear it all up, and then that's fine? But he won't do that. So that, to me, is a massive warning sign about him. And we shall see what happens. But the problem with this, all this is, to me, is the Elm Guesthouse and the fact that he went there under the name of Kitty, and that is well known. So I don't like the man. I don't think it was fair that his name was given out when it was. But he bothers me, frankly, and we'll see.